For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we're here every Sunday morning. This is a reminder to encourage you to tune in next week for Kevin's interview about nutrition. Now, today, our guest is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and he has a fascinating background. He's an author of 13 internationally acclaimed books, including Creating Peace by Being Peace and Depression Free Life for Life. He's also known worldwide as a spiritual teacher and the leading expert in live plant-source nutrition. He functions as a holistic physician, psychiatrist, family therapist, and cutting-edge researcher on healing diabetes naturally. He holds an MD from Columbia Medical School, a doctor in homeopathy, and diplomas in Ayurveda, clinical acupuncture, and holistic medicine. His multicultural background as an ordained rabbi, an acknowledged yogi, and a four-year Native American sun dancer adds insight to his whole person enlightenment teachings. And Dr. Cousins is the founder and director of the Tree of Life Foundation. In his book, Depression Free for Life, Dr. Cousins presents his program for rebuilding and sustaining brain health. And today, we're talking about repairing the broken brain. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cousins.
Well, I'm very happy to be on your show, Dana. The repairing the broken brain is really one of my joys and specialties. I've been doing this since the early 1970s. So it's something that's very important to me. It's almost, as they say, it's a funny thing to talk about subspecialty, but it really is, because we can repair the broken brain. That's a key. A lot of people are taught, oh, the brain can't be fixed, it can't change, it can't regrow. That isn't true, okay? The key is the concept of neuroplasticity. And it really is the ability of the brain to change, okay? And we've known this since the early 90s, but there's still the myth, oh, the brain can't repair or can't regrow. And in particularly the memory centers. I do a lot of work in helping people return their memory, cognition, clarity of mind, which is a very important part of that, and also ability to think clearly, which is a little different than clarity of mind. But the brain can change, can regrow, and that's extremely important. That's why it's a broken brain that could be healed.
It's especially important today. We certainly have dementia and Alzheimer's as epidemics, and I'm certain that this has been a driving force for you. Could we talk about this epidemic of Alzheimer's disease and where it's coming from and where we're headed?
I think that we're looking at a multifactorial thing. It's not, first of all, it's not normal. That's the first thing we have to understand. I mean, we have plenty of evidence of other cultures where people are not only long-lived, but actually maintain clarity of mind. We can go back biblically. I think it's just important. Moses was 120 and had no diminishment of his mind. It's a very important statement. That is the way it can be. So what's the problem? Which is what you just asked. And the problem is that we're suffering from a synergy of toxic influences. Probably one of the most important is diet. I think that a junk food diet, white flour, white sugar, non-organic, has a very significant negative effect on the brain. So we can talk about the outer environment, pesticides, herbicides, and I want to also mention radiation. The studies on radiation are kind of interesting. In France, where they have a lot of nuclear plants, people living in the area really have significant brain cell degeneration, and it has to do with the concept of antioxidants.
Radiation. That makes sense, yes.
Yeah, so we inflame the brain, and that's probably a simple way of understanding it. All the environmental influences I'm describing are creating increased antioxidants. Then we have an epidemic of diabetes, and 27% of the people 65 years and older actually have frank diabetes. Somewhere between 10 and 20% of people from 20 to 60 have prediabetes. So all those are inflamed. The word, and key word I'm going to say is inflame the brain, which means creating a lot of destruction of our antioxidant reserve. So key, blood sugar is inflamed, food allergies inflame. Actually, unfortunately, not getting enough sleep inflames the brain. Fuchtenberg at Johns Hopkins, did research to show that people who get flu vaccinations have a significant, I'm talking about adults, have significant increased, one, brain inflammation and increased Alzheimer's. In diabetes, we're looking at double the amount of Alzheimer's. So it's a mix of poor diet, and I'm going to say people not being fastidious. There's a study, it's kind of funny, but it's a study from 1910 to 1990 where they had 900 people. And people who actually paid attention to how they lived, fastidiousness was one of the top five causes for longevity. So there is really a mix. And 1973, I realized it's not psychosomatic medicine, it's somapsychic medicine. In other words, we need to fix the brain first. If your blood sugar is out of balance, hypoglycemia, glucose spiking, you really aren't going to have a clear functioning brain because your main energy source is fluctuating. So there are a lot of pieces. The good news is, and even severely degenerated people with, you know, clear diagnosis of Alzheimer's, you can have a significant reversal. It doesn't mean it will be perfect. It depends how degenerate, but significant reversal even within a few months. I mean, that's what I do a lot of work with people. I'm 75 years old, so I have a kind of a, I can see what's happening to people even in their 50s. They're beginning to not have that clarity and quickness of mind, their brain fog. When people come for diabetes, our diabetes program, I rate their brain memory and clarity. They rate it. And that may be 2 or 3 out of 10, and even in 3 weeks, many of them getting up to 9 out of 10 in terms of brain clarity and memory and cognition, kind of different aspects of brain function. So it's quite exciting to have people have their brain function return. But as they say, there's really a big toxic synergy. Heavy metals also play a role besides mercury. Mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic are all playing a role here. Environmental allergies, and I'm going to say EMFs.
Yes.
And they all tend to scramble brain function and affect our mood. And also, a certain amount of people have head trauma, and we know that with the football player type injuries, that a lot of them really start to have brain dysfunction in their 50s. Not just memory loss, but mood disorder and lack of clarity and mental confusion. So those are head trauma type things. I do work reversing that too. So there's really a series of, I'm going to say, toxic synergy. And I'm going to mention sleep again. People need between 7 and 8 hours. And if you're chronically sleep deprived, you really do diminish your serotonological system, and you need serotonin as a really important neurotransmitter. I've seen people's blood sugars drop, raise 20 points if they miss 2 days of normal sleep, and the consequences of that really become, you know, a lot more free radicals in the brain. So it is a toxic synergy. Can it be corrected? The answer is yes. Can it be corrected in the age? The answer is yes. I had a lady come in, 92 years old, in a wheelchair, high blood pressure, diabetes, lack of brain function, poor memory, on 13 medications. 3 weeks later, she's out of the wheelchair. She's walking around very, very nicely. Her memory has returned. Her brain function has returned. She no longer has type 2 diabetes, and her blood pressure is normal, and she's off all 13 medications. So I'm talking any age. Now, I think that's not only can your brain be repaired, but I'm saying any age. Although I can only speak up to about age 93, you know, in terms of my experience. But you get what I'm saying. It's really important to understand. So it's also an attitude. It's so important we understand this can happen, because people say, oh, it's an age thing. No, it isn't. You can get stronger, more flexible. Your brain can work better. You can repair your cognition. I had one lady, she was in her 60s, but she had severe Alzheimer's, couldn't even dress herself, mentally confused, you know, isn't just memory, but confused. And I have one, there's a very unique thing called blue-green algae, and I was doing research and published a paper on this. And in 6 months, this lady could dress herself, she could live fairly independently, she could follow instructions, she could maintain her routine. Before that, her husband was completely taking care of her. So even pretty, very severe cases, you can have some reversal. And I'm going to say it a different way. In Depression Free for Life, where I get a 90% success rate, there's 5 steps, and they apply to the brain. Okay, what are the 5 steps? First, we need to take certain amino acid precursors to build up the serotonological system, the dopaminergic system, the acetylcholine, because that's specific for brain function, glutamine system. Okay, second is a lot of people have poor brain function because they're low in B12 and they're low in folic acid. I had one person that, again, in their 90s, nothing was working, and then we saw a B12 of zero. He got some B12 shots, and he came back into function. So we need our B vitamins, particularly B1, B2, B3, B6, folic acid, and B12. So those deficiencies can be really important. So that's the second. The third is essential fatty acids, and I'm speaking specifically about DHA and EPA. And there's a link between depression and poor brain function.
Well, okay, what I'd like to do is expand on the subject of EPA and DHA, because it's so important, and you've given us a lot of golden information here. So in the next segment, we will absolutely cover it. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more fascinating information from Dr. Gabriel Cousins.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and their store on Cedar Lane. They have not only expert advice, they carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next week for Kevin's discussion. Today, our guest is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, author of 13 internationally acclaimed books, and he is discussing different types of depression and repairing the broken brain. And in our first segment, we got a wealth of information about what harms the brain and what can heal the brain. If you would just summarize that before we go on and talk more in depth about the omega-3s, EPA, DHA.
Right. And the very basics in my five steps, I do talk about a healthy, optimal diet and also lifestyle. And it is a synergy. So what creates a broken brain? And I'm going to step back for a second and say, well, what are the symptoms of a broken brain? How do you know you have a broken brain? Interesting questions. So if people are really suffering from chronic stress, and I include post-traumatic stress syndrome, brain fog, very, very typical symptom, anxiety, depression, and we need to understand up to 40% of the population, 40 million people, I mean, have depression, and about 10 to 15 have severe depression, means disabling depression. Addictions, they, particularly for men, are very physiologically connected, and that has to do with work by Noble, Bloom and Noble in the 1990s, where they discovered, for example, that 69% of children of alcoholics have a decrease in the a mutation, the D2A1 allele, which has to do with dopamine, and have a one-third less dopamine receptors, which are our pleasure centers. And
wow.
So end up having to do drugs and alcohol to kind of stimulate, at least temporarily. So we have that level of thing, and that will take us back to the omega-3s. But vitamin deficiencies are a problem, particularly the B vitamin deficiencies, and particularly B12 folic acid. We have deficiencies in neurotransmitters, and the big three, as I mentioned, are serotonin, dopamine, and acetylcholine, which is specific, more specific for memory, as well as glutamine. And then we take us to essential fatty acids, which are a third very important nutritional component. And my experience, it really surprised me, but a great many of women who have the postpartum depression, no, I mean 100% of the women have postpartum depression. It can go up to 10. I've seen people 10 years with it, respond within a few weeks to DHA.
Yes.
Okay, which is a long chain omega-3. It is shocking. And part of the reason is that kids, babies in utero, need the DHA for brain development as well as vision. And so if a mother's low, and there's about 90% of our population have low DHA, so that's pretty much everyone has that. She will be drained of the DHA, and she can't really replace it very well until we really give her supplements. EPA, the other major long-chain omega-3, is, I see, more of a problem in manic depression. Otherwise, for general depression, it's the DHA, but I give both because they're in a ratio. And people say, well, how much? Well, when I look at all the research and I look at my clinical experience, I see people will need about 1,200 a day of the DHA, which we can't get so easily from our food. I mean, it's in some of the vegetarian food, but and it's in fish, but fish have another problem. They're fairly toxic, and fish fat directly kills the beta cells of the pancreas, so it activates diabetes. Not so good. So, and then about 400 to 600 of EPA. So I kind of, the general ratio is 1,200 of DHA and 400 of EPA, generally speaking. And one of the things that I want to point out is that everything's individualized. People's genetics really do vary. We have 20, 30,000 genes and maybe 200,000 gene variations. So in my work in repairing the broken brain, I very much individualize because people really are different, really
yes.
different. And we have to create a program that suits them. And so I don't give, oh, here you got this problem, take that. That's allopathic thinking. My goal is much more very individualized to what a person needs and also can handle. Because we do have biochemical diversity. It's a proven fact.
Yes, and I'm glad to hear you say that. And I always remember Roger Williams and his biochemical individuality. He was considered
That's right.
a heretic when he said that. And
very good.
Now we use other terms, biomedical, but it's going back to exactly what he said. We are not the same. We are unique.
Right.
And I'm so glad to hear you talk about
genetics.
Yeah,
and his research was really seminal.
Yes.
Okay, from my point of view. And it's like, okay, biochemical, I call it biochemical diversity, but biochemical individuality is the same thing. And there's a final piece to this. You know, when I say lifestyle, I am talking a way of life which actually potentiates our natural endorphins and opiate receptors. And that's the well-being feeling, which has a lot to do with not only depression, but really, if you don't feel well, your mind doesn't work as well. I'll just
exactly.
put it that way.
Exactly. Well, you're covering a lot of good information. Let's be even more specific. You talked about the B vitamins and the omega-3s, the importance of having more DHA than EPA. What other aspects do you, what other recommendations do you make with regard to healing the broken brain?
Well, I look at it as, again, like I did in Depression Free for Life, we need to look at each person is unique. And there could be a lot of issues. Now, another issue, candida. You can have a candida infection affects the brain. Hypothyroid We see more in women than in men, but it's a big deal. And people who are low thyroid, and that's, again, extremely common, just treating your thyroid can make a huge difference, huge difference. People who have chemical allergies and they're not aware of it. There's over 100 different pharmaceutical drugs that have side effects that affect the brain function. I don't want to go into all of them, but, you know, it's a big list. You know, Capitin, Inderel, Lopressor, Aldomet, Recipine, which is Theoprase, Theophylline. The list is going on. Tagamet that people get, Cimetidine, Valium for diazepam, Amantadine for viral infections. It goes on and on. So I will look very closely at what medications are you taking, because
yes,
they often have side effects that affect brain function. So that's important. Birth control pills. About a third of the women on birth control pills end up getting depression. So we kind of look at a total picture. Alcohol is a major depressant, even though people use it for a temporary antidepressant effect, and tobacco. So we are looking at a lot of causal issues. I'm going to say diabetes. People who are diabetic have four times more depression and a lot of, I'm going to say, mental, cognitive, and clarity decline. Post-viral flus, I look at that and say, well, I try to take a history, because people can be actually go into depression from a severe flu that can last like a year. So these are things. Blood sugar imbalances are very big. So I take a very comprehensive approach in assessing it. So we have, yes, you have the individual genes, and as I say, that can be 69% of people with low dopamine, and they have less dopamine receptors. But then we have all these other diseases, environmental toxins. I'll mention mostly on the West Coast, we're dealing with Fukushima, and we really have more depression and more hypothyroid, very significantly, 28% of the people along the West Coast, 28% of them now have hypothyroid, and in Japan it's 44%. It's hard to get data out of Japan. But so we really have major things. But I would put the thyroid up there as a major player, as well as hypoadrenal. So these are a major part of the assessment. When we look at neurotransmitters, the main three are serotonin, dopamine, and acetylcholine. But we do also include noradrenaline, GABA, aminobutyric acid, which is good for relaxing, helping people sleep, and then the endorphins and the glutamine. So we kind of look at the whole picture. It's a big deal. But there's one other thing that, in detail, that is bowel function.
You know what I'd like to do is cover that. That's a good one, and I know that you talk about the gut biome and brain function,
right.
So we will go into the bowel-brain issue in the next segment. And if you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Tune in next week for Kevin's interview on nutrition. Now, today we have an excellent guest, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, author of 13 internationally acclaimed books. We've been discussing different types of depression and repairing the broken brain. So, Dr. Cousins, we left off at the last segment talking about what promotes longevity, brain sharpness, organic diets, excellent sleep, and thank you for that. I always tell patients that I have nothing that can make up for a loss of sleep or poor sleep. And you talked about attitude and neurotransmitters, B vitamins, nutrients, omega-3s. Let's go forward into what you had started to mention about the bowel brain function and the gut microbiome.
Yeah, it turns out that the gut makes most of our neurotransmitters.
Yes.
It's probably more than half. Some people say two-thirds. And as I have been tracking it, there's two particular bacteria. And we're about 90% bacteria and about 10% human cells. And so we live in a synergy with it. So we have to feed them in a good way. But there are two bacteria that are particularly important for upping neurotransmitters. One is Bifidobacterium infantitis, and then Lactobacillus helvetica. Now, why do I mention it? Well, because when you're looking to take a probiotic, it's a good idea to look that it has some of that in that.
Excellent.
The other important thing about a probiotic is it needs to be in a form that can get to the stomach acid, often a spore form, but generally I recommend in building it up, the probiotic, to take it away from food. And you're less likely, a lot more of it will get through. Now, there's another term that people have been using. Okay, probiotic are the healthy bacteria that repopulate. And basically, we need 85% healthy bacteria to have a healthy gut. And if we have more than 15% pathogenic bacteria, then we have what we call dysbiosis, which creates a lot of problems. And it really disrupts brain function. That's my kind of a point here. And the prebiotic, because people ask, well, what's a prebiotic? It's food for your own bacteria. So there are what I call prebiotic foods, asparagus, garlic, onions, and one of the best is Jerusalem artichokes. Okay, so by including more of that in your diet, we really improve the food to make healthy probiotics. So just to repeat, prebiotics are food that feeds the healthy bacteria in the gut. Probiotics are actually taking in these healthy bacteria. That's a key thing. Now, Bacteroides infection has been associated with depression. So the point I'm making is if your pro and prebiotics aren't in order and you have dysbiosis, that's more than 15% pathogenic bacteria, you're more likely to have poor brain function, increased a level of depression, and also decreased brain clarity and joy and memory and cognition. So not only do we have to take care of the nutrition of our brain, but we need to take care of creating a healthy gut. And that's a really key thing. And then we need prebiotics and probiotics. And it really does make a big difference in not only in preventing depression, but cognitive decline, which is really what we're talking about. What I'm clearly saying in my work here at the Tree of Life, here we are in Arizona, is helping people assess and develop an individual program that they can actually do, which is important because it's really hard to sort out, well, it's individualized, but then how do I individualize it? And that's the work I do very specifically is helping people really individualize it. So these are, to me, really key elements. Is a healthy, they use the term biome, and people are just getting to understand how important it is. So we need to create healthy bacteria, and they're are two real simple things that have been used for probably thousands of years, okay? And kimchi, for example, which is a little spicy, is one of those foods that you can take that's going to put in healthy bacteria besides taking a supplement. So we want to kind of keep that in mind, is that we can definitely take in our diet these natural things that can build a healthy gut biome and therefore create and implant bacteria that actually give off neurotransmitters. So that's kind of the overview with that. And I think it's important, really, I include it in my assessment of helping to repair the broken brain. So now there's more as we look at it, and I'm going to go a little bit to what is the optimal diet.
Good.
And what I conclude in that, in my book, Depression Free for Life, and also my book, Conscious Eating, and Rainbow Green Life Food Cuisine, and Spiritual Nutrition, because there's one more point, is you want a lifestyle that's going to also support the expansion of consciousness, which in my opinion, why we're put here on the planet, is to evolve spiritually, not just to subsist and until it's time to leave your body. So we want to expand our consciousness. And what I've discovered in my research really since 1975 on this one is that a plant-based diet is going to give you the highest level of health, well-being, and expansion of consciousness. So that's a really important piece of that. And people benefit greatly by making that transition to that at a rate that works for him. Big mistake, try to doing more than you can handle, and then getting a rebound.
Yes.
So we want to move in that direction in a way that whether you can do it in a day, a month, 3 years, it doesn't matter. What matters is you move in that direction. That's the key. So, and the more live food, the better too. Now, I've in my research, I've discovered that the live food tends to stimulate more of the neurotransmitter production. Without taking any supplements, what I find is that there's a global effect on brain function, and there's a general upgrading of the brain in terms of all its neurotransmitters that we need in our lives. So when I look at, as I call the symptoms of the broken brain, you know, brain fog, anxiety, depression, anxiety is a big player, addictions, failing memory, lack of vitality and optimism, lack of ability to handle stress. Stress happens, okay? Yeah, we want to minimize the stress. But if you start diminishing in your ability to handle stress, that's a red flag.
Yes.
And so these are things. Insomnia is another thing. I'm going to mention again the anxiety, you know, because we haven't talked about that, but a lot of what I'm talking about, a symptom of the broken brain is increased anxiety. So these are things for people to be aware of in terms of that. The chronic fatigue syndrome is another way of talking about it. You're just unable to carry on your activities and you're feeling tired all day. And the contrast to that is normal. You have energy. You wake up feeling good. Your energy sustains itself all day long.
And that's what people...
Until you're ready to go to bed.
That's what people are looking for, and that's a good marker that for our listeners. If you feel good and cognitively sharp throughout the day, then you're on track.
Right. That is your feedback system. So to me, part of this is trial and error. So I see a lot of people for repairing the broken brain. People can just get me at drcousins.com. That's real easy. And that's my main feedback system. Yes, I feel good, but I have energy all day long. Those are your two simple way of talking about it. I feel good. I'm not depressed. I'm not anxious. I'm not confused. I don't feel brain fog. And I have energy all day long. And that's a pretty simple way to gauge how you're doing. People need feedback loops to be able to really sort it out.
Yes, they do.
So,
and what I'd like to do is talk a little bit more about anxiety in our final segment, and also go over what you've recommended, and also talk about go more into the diets that regenerate the brain and the diets that are associated with higher rates of brain degeneration. I think that's an important point to bring up. And I think that, yes, we have just about 30 seconds more. So what I'm going to do is remind listeners that if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from our guest, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, author of 13 internationally acclaimed books. And we've been discussing depression, brain health, repairing the broken brain, healthy body, healthy diet, healthy supplements, and individualizing. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we do try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. I do want to remind you we're here every Sunday morning. And today we have had an excellent discussion with lots of good information, a lot of takeaways today, pearls of wisdom from Dr. Gabriel Cousins. He's the author of 13 internationally acclaimed books, and we've been discussing the brain, repairing the broken brain, a healthy lifestyle, and the connections between diet and cognition, memory. We've covered a lot today. So, Dr. Cousins, let's carry that discussion further and talk some more about not just the diets that regenerate the brain, but the diets that are associated with higher rates of brain degeneration.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to review a little bit for the listeners. I don't think we understand the problem of depression. There's over, as I said, over 40 million people are depressed. Maybe 10 to 15 people are severely, millions were severely depressed. But actually, depression is the leading cause in the world of dysfunction, disability, and suicide. So we and also linked to diabetes, which is a world pandemic. If you're depressed, you're four times more likely to get type 2 diabetes. So the big thing is it isn't just your brain, but it's your total beingness. So the idea is, how do we find a diet that really elevates us? And I'm going to talk about not physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You know, how do we find a diet that we become a superconductor of the divine, a diet that is going to increase our natural well-being, endorphins and opiate receptors, in a diet that's going to keep all our organ systems working, our hormonal systems working. As I mentioned before, for example, hypothyroid, low adrenals can dramatically affect our overall function, and low thyroid, low adrenals can really lead to depression as well. So there's a lot of considerations. So I like the word synergy rather than saying there's one thing. But I will point out that diabetes, hypoglycemia, blood sugar regulations in general, B vitamin deficiencies, particularly B12, folic acid, allergies, and I'm talking about chemical and environmental, endocrine disorders like low thyroid, taking drugs, allopathic drugs. There's over 100 pharmaceutical allopathic drugs that are linked to decreased cognition, brain function, and overall well-being. Even something as simple as birth control, where a third of the women on birth control do suffer some change in their mental state, as well as have a tendency for depression. And then finally, there's a genetic part. It has to be individualized. And we sometimes get very moral, oh, you're an alcoholic. But the fact is, the real research shows that 69% of people who are alcoholic have a deficiency in dopamine production and actually have a mutation called the D2A1 allele. And they have one-third less dopamine receptors. Dopamine receptors have to do with pleasure centers. So we see that people are driven to do certain things because they are missing pleasure centers. So it's important to have compassion on that, but it's also important to correct it. What I do, you can see how complicated it is in my personal assessments that take 2.5 to 3 hours. And I look at everything. And people can reach me at drcousins.com to figure out what to do, you know, to have a whole person healing approach. Now, that being said, when I talk about diet, I have to say we need to individualize our diet as well, not just our supplements, not just, you know, our B vitamins or not just our neurotransmitter precursors, but actually our diet. About 70% of the population need a higher protein diet, and about 30% need a lower protein diet. So, wow, are you in the 30 or are you in the 70%? People in my conscious eating book and Remo Green Life Food Cuisine and spiritual nutrition book, there are interviews that can help you figure that out. The other thing that makes it more complicated is with age, we have slightly different needs. For example, in people in their 40s and 50s and 60s, low 60s, if they have too much protein, they're going to double the rate of mortality and quadruple the rate of cancer. Well, I noticed at the age of 65, I was stuck at 25 pull-ups. Now, that's a lot for most people, and it's more I was doing when I was playing football. All I did after I realized you need more protein with above 65 is I increased my protein intake by 1 tablespoon of blue-green algae, 1 tablespoon. And I went up within 2 weeks to 50 pull-ups, and then I'm up about at 80. So what's my point? My point is we do change with age. What's the optimum protein? We call it the mTOR pathway, M, and then capital T, capital O, capital R. That's the pathway for longevity and anti-cancer. We need between 35 and 70 grams of protein a day. Above that, we start creating toxicity. So we do need protein, and some people need 70 grams. Some people just need 35, and sometimes we're just in the middle. And we have to do that by trial and error. So in our diet, let's look at percentage of fat, protein, and carbohydrate. A person that needs a 70% higher protein is going to need more protein in their diet, maybe closer to 15 to 20%. A person's at 30%, at the 30% level, 35% level, they're going to need closer to 10 grams per day of protein. Fat, now people have a lot of fat fear, but what we know is plant fat is really, really good for brain development, and I recommend in the range of 25 to 45% plant fat particularly is going to include the long chain omega-3s. And then carbohydrate, typical vegan is about 70% carbohydrate. I do not recommend that. The research shows that after the age of 70, a higher carbohydrate diet is associated with a fourfold decrease in cognition. That's pretty scary. So we don't want to go high carbohydrate. But if the carbohydrates I'm recommending are vegetables, leafy greens, sprouts, and sea vegetables. Okay, those are the big positive players. But again, a higher carbohydrate diet with age is actually working against cognitive ability by a factor of 4. A higher fat diet, and I'm talking plant fat here, actually decreases the cognitive decline by 42%. So I'll go over those percentages. Low protein, 10% versus 15 to 20% higher protein, plant fat 25 to 45%, and carbohydrate 25 to 45%. So those are the ranges. The diet that I found that is best, which I've been recommending since I figured this out since the early 1980s, is a plant-based diet and up to 80% live food. The live food does something. I can't exactly explain what it does, but in my natural Healing Diabetes Naturally book, I clearly discovered in terms of reversing diabetes in 3 weeks, at least 61% in 3 weeks and a higher percentage after that, that indeed the plant fat is an important player in going low carbohydrate. So those are kind of the overview. So it's a plant-based diet. Depending on your genetics, 35 to 70 grams of protein per day, increasing above the age of 65 with more protein and less carbohydrate. But fat, which everybody's afraid of, is not a problem. Fat doesn't make you fat. Carbohydrates do. Fat is really important for brain maintenance, development, and actually supporting the maintenance of a high level of cognition. So those are the key things. Now, what's the diet we don't want? Well, a diet that's high in white flour, white sugar, excess of grains, particularly the gluten-gliadin grains. That diet we want to avoid. But we also have to look at the diet of exercise. Everybody needs a certain amount of exercise. And maybe just simply fast walking 3 times a week for 30 minutes seems to be sufficient in the research. Adequate sleep. Without adequate sleep, we have endocrine imbalances, serotonological imbalances, and immune imbalances. We need between 7 and 8 hours sleep. That's really important. So lifestyle is part of our diet. It's good for particularly the broken brain to keep studying, keep reading, keep thinking, keep your brain active. So these are kind of the overview of a total lifestyle diet.
And you have covered this elegantly, and I'm so grateful that we had you on the show today, Dr. Cousins. And I look forward to having you on the show again in the future. Thank you for being here.
Well, I'm pleased, and I appreciate the high quality of questions and what you're doing. And I'll just say again, if people are interested in the whole person healing, how to individualize it, go to drcousins.com. Pretty straightforward.
Great, and I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. Remember, you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.